Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, happy Friday everyone, and welcome to another Andy Goldstein's TalkSport Daily podcast with me, Andy Goldstein. Now, I'm going to be honest with you lot, actually. Come a little bit closer to the TV if you're listening to your telly, or maybe turn the headphones up. I'm not actually here today doing this one. I was here 2 days ago. I was actually doing this on Wednesday because I've been away now for a day. But all these links coming up, they're all generic. And by that, I mean I have no idea what's coming up in the podcast. But because I'm such a pro, I'm going to somehow big them up. So it sounds like when the bosses hear these links, they go, oh yeah, Goldstein was in. Yeah, we can pay him the £3 he gets for it. We get no problem at all. Write the check out. He was in. He did the link. So if anyone asks, these were great. And we begin. Oh, what a moment on the Alan Brazil Sports Breakfast Show. He was alongside Sam Allardyce. I'm not going to spoil what's coming up, but oh my goodness, you'll enjoy this one.
I'm thrilled to welcome former heavyweight champion of the world and British sporting icon, Frank Bruno. Frank, good morning.
Good morning, Frank. Sir. Good morning.
How everyone. Are you, Frank?
You're very, very good, sir. Got stuck in the traffic.
But don't worry. Well, you should have jogged it because you're training
No,
at the
I did
moment.
Try to jog it, but I didn't know which field to go to.
Training for half marathon?
The Virgin Half Marathon, I think, at the end of the month. Did it for the Frank Bruno Foundation.
Lovely.
Raising money for people with mental health. And this is a challenge. Sometimes Lovely. In life, you've got to keep a challenge.
So the big one at the weekend. You yeah. won't get out to Vegas, but
it should be some fight.
I'd love to get your view on it. How do you see this fight, Frank?
I think when Tyson Fury fought him last time, he'd been out of the ring for 3 years, went on the fast lane. He's come back in the slow lane. He's got the rust out of his body. They've put on more weight because the more heavier he is, the more better he is. His natural strength, and he's been doing some strength training, and his body looks very, very good. His mind looks good, and I think he'll box him all night, but he just got to watch it. He's a puncher.
Yeah.
But I think, you know what I mean, last time, I'm favouring Tyson Fury to win.
Yeah, he's so dangerous, isn't he? Wilder, he's so dangerous.
Yeah.
I know he's got a massive right, but the left as well. So
yeah, two punches. Yeah,
it's one of them, Frank. You just got to concentrate every second. Yeah,
but if you look at the last fight, he fought the guy from Louise. Yeah, he took him 7 rounds, Louise, of boxing. Wilder caught him with the right hand, but Tyson Fury is much more fresher, much more skillful, much more younger, and much more better science boxer than him, and he can switch. And he used to be with Emmanuel Stewart years ago, so people are not taking that into consideration. He's a big lump. He's very, very confident. He's on his game. The rust is out of. He's very, very confident. He'll give a run for his money, but all he's got to do is not get hit.
Change your trainer, Frank. Is that changing his trainer, is that a worry to you?
It's not a worry to me. You know what I mean? The young kid that he had before, you know what I mean? He got him off his feet. He stayed with him, got him in a good place, but when you get to a world title fight like this, you have to be on point and have the right sort of like people behind you and know what they're doing. It's a technical sort of like fight. Mm. They put on weight. He's up in America, probably in the high altitude. And he looks good to me, Tyson Fury. I wouldn't be surprised if he boxed his ears off. But if you're a gambling man, if you're a betting man, one punch could change it all. But I think he looks about 2 stone heavier than his last time he was out, and he looks fit.
Yeah.
And I think the way he pushed, I don't know what suit it was, a Pinky Perky suit or Donald Duck suit, what he had on last night, when they clashed and they're pushing each other. Wilder pushed Fury, didn't move, but when Fury pushed Jimmy, pushed him like a ragdoll.
How much is that real? Because obviously I'm quite a fair weather boxer fan. I love the big fights, all that kind of stuff, like most people. But I love all the build up, all the hype, all the kind of. They're slagging each other off and the selling of it. How much of that hatred is real and how much is
it's very real. If you're going into a boxing ring, it's like football. You're going to a match, you're competitive. Going into a boxing ring, someone's going to want to punch your head in or beat you up or do some damage to you to win.
I try to put
either £1 million, £2 million, £500, £1,000. It's a serious game boxing.
Time now to check in with Jim White and Natalie Sawyer. Tony Cascarino was their guest, as was Gabby Agbon-Lahore. Lots coming up in this next clip. And in fact, I'll tell you what happened. No, actually, I won't. You know what? I won't, because I'll spoil it. Have a listen to this. Brilliant.
A lot of Villa fans on the TalkSport Twitter feed, Gabby, are saying, get him to tell us about the managers there, because some have been good and some have not been so good. They're not so good. Who would fall into that category? You prepared to do it?
I think he's on his own, isn't he? Remy Garde, he's at the top on his own.
Remy Garde, yeah, I remember him. Mr.
For what reason, Gab? Because obviously you have certain managers that maybe affection-wise, that you feel like you're part of the team and you're going to start more often than not. Or is it just everything?
You know what? It wasn't even to do with myself. It was to do with like the whole squad in general. I think if you asked any player in that whole squad would have said exactly the same as me. I think I actually remember when Sherwood got sacked and a few of the older players and myself, we actually like begged and said to the chief executive, can you give the job to Kevin McDonald, who was the reserve team manager at the time, because we just thought at that time we needed an English, old school sort of manager who can get the best out of the players. But because we had so many French players at the time, I think they thought, let's get a French manager who might be able to get the best out of the French players. So when Remy Garde come in, it was a bit, it was arrogance, but in a bad way, where even in training, for instance, if we were doing a training session and it, he would be watching on the side with his arms folded like that, shaking his head. And the older players in the squad were looking at thinking like, come over and tell the players that are doing it right.
So he wouldn't be saying what he didn't like.
Do you know what I mean? But he's like, he's holding it inside and not coming over and saying, oh, this isn't good enough. You're not pressing him. You're not doing this. You're not doing that. He was sort of stand on the side and sulking, shaking his head, looking away, throwing his arms up. And I'm looking over thinking, come over and tell the squad what's not, you know what I mean? What's not right with the session. And
so all you can read is his body language, which is negative.
And then the session finishes and he walks in and it's like, never got involved in the sessions. Even on game days, if you watched games, he'd just sit on the dugout and not even come out and say if something's going wrong. He'd just be shaking his head on the dugout, basically thinking, wow, they're all rubbish. But come and tell us and try and help the players of like, you know what, you drop into here, it's not working, this formation. None of that. It was so like, and you wanted it to be like an army base. It was like, you weren't allowed to laugh or smile. I remember one day, Jack come and told me, he said, Remy Garde's just told me off for smiling. I was like, what? He was like, yeah, he says, Jack walked down the corridor and he said to him, why are you laughing so much? Why are you so happy?
Jack who? Jack?
Grealish. Yeah, he said to him, why are you so happy? And like, I was, in my head, I'm thinking, you want to be happy at work?
Next up, Drive Time with Adrian Durham, the ginger fellow with loud shirts, and Darren Goff. Now, it may surprise some people what these two are saying next, and some people will be slightly nervous, slightly apprehensive about what comes out of Durham's mouth and what Goffy was saying, but I found it quite interesting. So have a listen, make your own mind up.
I think when you see, and there's a Premier League season where Newcastle get beat 5 at Leicester and Southampton lose 9 at home to Leicester as well, and Watford were beaten 8, weren't they, in the Premier League by Man City. When those kind of results happen and you're a manager of a team that is capable of being hammered like that, with excuse the pun, then you do get worried and you do want to be organised. And you, what he was trying to do in that press conference by saying, I thought we were organised, is putting his hand up and saying, listen, I can organise a team. I have got qualities. These players aren't good enough. That's what he's trying to do. But they need to stay up And he said it himself, they need to win games to stay up. They didn't even try and win that game last night. If I was a West Ham fan, I'd be very worried. Darren is a hammer. How are you doing, Darren?
Not great at the moment, mate, to be honest. I mean, that was just a complete embarrassment last night. As soon as the lineup was announced, everyone knew what was going to happen. I mean, we're not in a position at the moment where we can be throwing games. You know, we've got to play our best team, regardless of the opposition. It's now going to be exactly the same against Liverpool. I mean, for what David Moyes has done so far, we might as well have kept Pellegrini. And everyone wanted Pellegrini gone. But, I mean, this at the moment is just awful. I mean, me personally, I would get rid of Moyes now. I mean, we're a laughing stock already. So I would get rid of him now. I would get Allardyce in. You've got Allardyce and Nolan working together because Moyes is just a joke.
Now, a reminder, of course, TalkSport have got live and exclusive national radio commentary of Deontay Wilder against Tyson Fury 2 this Sunday morning, around about 3:30, 4:30, 4:05, whenever the boxers decide to walk in and they have all those robes on. Then Deontay Wilder's got that stupid mask on sometimes. He'll wear a massive hairpiece and it just gets beyond a joke. It's like a pantomime, really. I mean, you could take the kids to the first hour and a half of that fight. Nothing ever happens slowly. Anyway, it's such a big fight. There was loads happening. We had Adam Cattaway in Vegas. He was interviewing all the boxers and promoters and people connected to the fight. This is just a flavour of everything I've said and a little bit more, or a little bit less, because I've not really heard it yet.
We're going up a gear now. Absolutely. This game's about levels, and we're just cranking it slowly but surely towards fight night. David Hay, as I mentioned, has joined us, former heavyweight champion of the world and former cruiserweight champion of the world as well. Glenn McCrory is part of our commentary team at the weekend. He sat alongside me. Gentlemen, welcome. How are you, David?
Not bad. All's good. I'm really, really excited. Got into Vegas. Everyone's talking about it. All the posters, when you're driving through Vegas, you see Fury, you see Wilder everywhere. It's fight week, and we can feel it.
David, absolutely. You've been here, you've been in some huge occasions yourself. You and I have been here for a lot of fights. When you're not fighting, you come in for the big ones. It's second home to you, Las Vegas, or maybe the third home after Miami. I'm not sure. This week has a feel as big as any I've ever been to. And when you come in, you and Glenn have come into this on a Thursday morning, it's absolutely buzzing in this place. And it's been burning right since Monday evening when Adam and I were wandering around here for the first time. It's extraordinary. It's taken on a life of its own.
It has. I think the first fight is like a... It was so significant in the heavyweight division. Just seeing Tyson Fury getting up in that 12th round like The Undertaker, when everyone thought it was all done. It was like a movie. And his eyes open up at 7. He sits up at 8. He gets to his knee at 9. He stands up at 10. Did he maybe beat the bell? Yes, he does. And he comes back and wins the round. People want to see that type of drama. They want to see two big men who are willing to put it on the line. And once again, they both are. You know, so many times in the past, we've seen great fights and then the fighters avoid each other for years to come until they're forced to do it years later. Both these guys have had, you know, Fury had a couple of fights since, Wilder's had one, and it's just like they're primed and ready to go. The last fight against Otto Wallin that Tyson Fury had a big cut. He had some controversy there, the same way Luis Ortiz had a bit of controversy with Wilder as he was winning the first 6-7 rounds up until he got knocked out. So both fighters have shown chinks in their armour just a little bit prior to this fight, which makes it all the more entertaining.
But I think they're also, in the intervening 14 months, I think we're actually seeing the two of them more in their prime now for this fight.
I couldn't agree more. Both fighters seem to be peaking in terms of...
What's rare.
Yeah, exactly. Up until their first fight, Wilder and Fury, up until that fight, we thought we saw the best of Wilder. After that fight where he looked like he lost the fight on points, to be honest. It looked like he just got ego-nicked it. Yeah. Since that point, you know, the knockout of Brazil, Dominic Brazil, one shot. The one shot against Luis Ortiz. His punch power seems to be, on paper, significantly better than it's ever been ever.
He's got more patience
as
well.
He's waiting for the opportunity.
He's
before
inching
in,
isn't he?
He was trying to force the opportunity before, and he was missing it. This time round, he just allows to happen what's going to happen. If I'm to lose the first 7 rounds, so be it. I know, I just need to land one shot. Dangerous game to play. I wouldn't play that game, but he's that confident in his punch power that he can wait 7 rounds losing the fight, meaning he needs a knockout in that fight. The moment someone's won 7 rounds, it means you need a knockdown.
Hi, I'm Danny Kelly, and you're listening to TalkSport Daily.
And we finish, as we always do, with my show, the Andy Goldstein Sports Bar, with Jason Cundy and Gazza O'Neill. Of course, I wasn't in. I was off doing the old snooker shootout. But I did listen to the show live, even when I was live on telly. I said to my producer, no, I need to listen to it. So when I do the link for the podcast, I need to know what I'm talking about. And he went, fair play, Goldstein, have a listen. And I listened, and I've got to tell you, what's coming up may surprise a few people.
Wolves running right late on, a hat-trick for Jota, Wolves 4, Espanyol 0.
That Wolves team is the best team I've ever seen at Molineux. Outstanding.
Are you in the hunt for the top four, Sam?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, if you look at the games that we've lost, only Liverpool have lost less games and they've been unbeaten all season. Yeah, Man City, I think Arsenal, Spurs, United.
And you got off to a slow start as well, didn't you, Sam? You got off to a slow start in the league as well, yeah.
We've been playing since July. With the Europa qualifiers as well. All the games that we've been playing on top of all the Premier League and FA Cup and whatnot. Mm. It's looking positive. It's looking positive.
Can you and your dad give us a little bit of a hi-ho Wolverhampton for us just before you go?
Hi-ho Wolverhampton! Everywhere we go, I
sing
it. I see the sun is shining.
Cheers, boys. Nice one, lads. Right now, there's a top four finish in the hunt as well, isn't there? Could you imagine, Greg? You go back 4 years ago. I mean, you're in the third tier of English football not that long ago. When was that?
6 years ago today, we were playing away at Crawley Town.
How did you get on, Greg? Did you win at Crawley Town, Greg?
In Europa League. I think we won 1-0.
Oh, that's okay.
Well,
that's all right then. Yeah, yeah.
If Man United are one of the favourites in this competition, where does that put the Wolves?
If you did Manchester United further in the competition, over two legs, you'd fancy your chances, wouldn't you?
I'd think if we got Man United in the quarterfinals and we play at Molineux, you know, the second leg, I'd fancy our chances.
I'd fancy Wolves as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to look at who dug him. There's some good side left in, you know, you got Ajax left in.
Yeah.
You know, they're good side.
Yeah,
you know, you got to look at that. And it's only education. The guy on who was, you know, the guy previous to me, I've been going up there 40-odd years and I never thought I'd see football like this at the Molineux while I was alive.
Just speaking to a Wolves fan early, Gaz, saying that 6 years ago today, Wolves were playing away at Crawley Town. He said, you think they won 1-0? Well, I've got some TalkSport breaking news here.
TalkSport breaking news.
Matthew Howe has tweeted me. He said, tell Greg we lost at Crawley 2-1. Don't know where he got that from. We won.
TalkSport breaking news.
No, we lost, he said. We lost, yeah, we lost.
TalkSport breaking news.
So he's not a real
lost
fan,
two,
is he?
2-1.
Greg not a real fan.
He's not a proper fan. He's turned up in the glory days. Back there
Talk
6 years ago.
Breaking news.
Matthew. All right. It's not really. 6 years old. Matthew was clearly a Wolves fan that went there. Lost 2-1 to Crawley.
Talk Sport breaking news.
All right, no more now, right? That's enough. That's enough, okay? Go and stand near it now and turn the radio up a little bit, okay? Turn the radio up.
Yeah. And I thought that I can get to it.
Okay. Right, turn it up so we can all hear it.
Turn it up.
Yep.
Turn it up.
Turn the radio up. Okay, a little bit more. Turn it up so we can all hear it. A little bit more, Sean Lee.
Turn
it up a little bit more.
I can hear your photo now.
Okay, Sean, I want you to have a conversation with yourself via the radio. You ready? So I'm not going to say anything. You're now going to talk to yourself, right? Have a conversation now. Go, talk to yourself. Sean.
You've
got to talk to yourself now. Start talking to yourself now.
Right, well, the computer, she was using it. She was using it.
Oh my God! Oh, that was unbelievable! Oh, he dropped an F bomb.
Well, that's it for another podcast. You think a reminder, you can download it from Acast, Spotify and Apple Podcasts. And we've got lots of live football over the weekend. So pin back your luggles, because tonight at 7:45, live on TalkSport 2, is Derby against Fulham. Then game day starts on Saturday at 12:30. A massive, huge game of football. Possibly the biggest of the weekend. From the Bridge, it's Chelsea against Spurs. Live and exclusive on TalkSport. Then straight after that, 3 p.m, it's Southampton against Aston Villa. Of course, a Premier League game live on TalkSport 2. And then at 5:30, it's Leicester. What a game this is as well. Against Manchester City. That is live and exclusive on TalkSport. So make sure you listen to all of those and more. Thanks for listening. I think I've got away with that. No one's texted me yet to say otherwise. And if you've got my number, feel free not to text me and go, "Oi, Goldstein, what are you playing at? That was a load of rubbish. Just generic links. You haven't listened to this at all." And of course, if you're listening to this and you work for TalkSport and you're above me, like you're a big cheese, then everything I've said was just a joke. I'm only playing. Anyway, have a great weekend. Thanks for listening. Be safe, everyone. Be safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.